keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
Was that only one, Marty?
Did you get
that?
Do
I need to yell it again?
Hold on.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, look, we both have little baby ponytails in.
Oh, are you also dying? My whole body hurts so badly.
How? Well, we'll wait till
we're... Do I need to yell Marty again?
Yeah, should she yell Marty again? Hold on. He keeps telling me wait. He was at the dentist today, so he's real stressed out.
So he's in a good mood?
Yeah.
So he's feeling good.
Marty got floss shamed at the dentist today. He doesn't floss.
Everyone gets floss shamed.
I know.
I don't anymore. You know why? Because I actually floss.
I started doing it too. When we, you know, it was when we talked about it on the fucking the old show that we won't mention the title.
Are we? Are we recording? Because this needs to be included in the episode.
Yeah. Hold up.
Because
yeah, we're recording. We're good. You can sync it up, right?
Just tell her to shout it out.
Yell again,
Marty.
There you go. Perfect. Okay. So go back to before she yelled Marty, because we got to talk about flossing. I started flossing after we did the dentist episode, and like, I can't live without it.
Have you gone to a dentist?
No.
No. No. But I mean, I floss, so I might as well.
I know.
Might as well say I go to a dentist.
I know. I yell at myself. I give myself a sucker every time I floss. Is that the dentist?
Yeah. You go to your junk drawer and you take rubber bands and you tell yourself that it's a fun toy.
Right. I go here and then I just give it to my cat. You know what? I bought Sebastian really fancy toys, and you know what he plays with? Gum wrappers.
Yeah. He's a fucking cat.
I know. They're assholes.
I
give him gum wrappers and the little Nespresso capsules because they're shiny and they slide around. That's like all he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't waste your money. That's a stupid cat. He's not stupid. He's a little handsome gentleman. But all cats are assholes. And if you spend money on them,
yeah,
they'll go, nah. And they won't want it.
Nope. He's like, you know what I'd rather play with? Your very expensive coat in the closet.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a scratch
pad.
Or
this piece of trash.
Right. I either want to play with a piece of trash or the most expensive thing in your closet. So you're dying. What happened?
I'm so sick.
In between today and yesterday?
I was homeless for 3 weeks. And I think it finally caught up to me.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what happened.
Homelessness
will
get you.
I think that's what happened. Yeah, homelessness. You get like a 3 week window where it's fun
right.
and exciting. And then your body begins shutting down. And that's the stage I'm at. My stomach feels great. I feel like I've just done a bunch of crunches.
Oh, nice.
So I feel very thin.
Wait, is that because you were... Wait.
And my eyes... And I feel like my eyes are going to get abs because it is taking a lot of energy to keep them open. So that's good too.
Hey, buddy, my abs are up here.
Oh, we need to make sunglasses. Like, you know, Indiana Jones when she writes on her eyelids. Lashes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Eyelids.
I was like, brows, lashes. What else is connected to your eyes? I'm on so much fucking cold medicine. I also almost put a little whiskey in my tea, and then I was like, calm down.
Oh, well, that would have calmed you down.
Or. Things would have got real weird. And by real weird, I mean halfway through the episode, I just would have stopped talking. I would have just walked away and laid on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not. Well, that's probably just because the stress. Wait, so are you having, is it like stomach flu? Are you having diarrhea and stuff like that?
No, I'm just sick. It's not like every other time I come to St. Louis and I get violent stomach flu.
Yeah.
It's just a cold. I just feel like shit. Mm. My whole body hurts. My eyes hurt. My teeth hurt. My hair hurts. You know, all the stuff.
Right. What are
all the
symptoms?
Normal things that hurt.
I think I have the flu. Why? Because my hair hurts?
Not like the root, like the ends.
Right. The dead
part. The ends of my hair.
I have sensation in the dead part of my body.
But the abs in my hair are going to look great. My hair's going to have killer abs by the time I'm done being sick. Oh,
my bangs look terrible.
My eyes are hot.
That's so strange. You don't have a fever, though.
No.
But it's probably just the stress because you guys were in the... All you did was eat dry... I mean, you had some like fruits and vegetables,
I ate nuts and dried fruit.
Yeah, for 3 weeks and lived in an upright position.
Yes, exactly. In one pair of long underwear.
Yeah, which we saw. If you're on the Patreon, you saw those long underwear.
And they're great.
Yeah. I wonder why I got sick, huh? What'd you do for the last 3 weeks? I just like...
I didn't bathe. I just ate. I ate prunes, exclusively prunes.
Right. I did have.
I drank a lot of tap water in a lot of weird states.
Yeah. Well, I had prunes, but no, it's not totally. I did have a salad. It was a chili salad, but a salad nonetheless.
I think that's what happened. That chili salad finally caught up to me.
Jesus, it took that long for your body to break it down because your body was just like, no, we're not digesting this. We're not.
My body's like,
this.
You're throwing up eventually, sooner or later. This is gonna go out of here. We can't take it out the other way. You got to get it out the way it came in.
I'm like, all right, fine, have it your way. We're gonna process this, and we don't know what's gonna happen to the rest of your body.
Full high alert. Whole body's on high alert. That's why my hair and my nails and my teeth, everything hurts because my body's like, we don't know what's happening.
Right. Well, and that's why your hair is going to have a six pack because it's all that protein from the chili. They're like, it's got to.
Exactly.
We can't use this for actual muscle tissue. It seems too dangerous. So let's deposit it into a part of your body that's already kind of like not
it's
doing
It's already
anything.
Dead. So right. It's fine. So we can't kill it is what right. We're saying. It can't die more.
You're just going to have like really fat but muscular dead hair.
It's going to look great. Yeah. Very excited
that
about
actually,
this.
I wish I had that because I got some dead ends going. I could use some chili deposits in my hair.
Chili deposits.
Yeah.
We should sell, if we ever have a vitamin sponsor again, we can be like, we have some new supplement ideas for you.
Or vitamin sponsor or any other
or
sponsor.
Any other sponsor. Which at this point, not looking so good.
They're like, chili deposits. This is Stitch Fix. We do clothes. Yeah, yeah. So in the clothes, you would just include a can of chili, like a little chili deposit.
No, it's made that's a great idea. We'll start a new, sorry, I'm trying to get my sweatshirt off because now I think I have a fever. I probably don't. I think you just said fever and I'm convinced I have a fever.
Right.
Well, it'll be like a Stitch Fix or like a ModCloth situation where you order clothes online, but every piece of clothing, no matter what it is, pair of pants, cute jumper, thong underwear, everything will have a little secret pocket of chili.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
For an emergency snack, you get an emergency chili deposit. It'll be sewn in. It'll be like a secret compartment.
And what we can do is, so that it doesn't go bad, because obviously you'd be like, oh, well, you guys are dumb assholes. You can't put chili.
It's chili. It's fine.
It's fine. And we can dry it out like you do a dried meat. So it's like a freeze-dried, like astronaut chili. You know.
You know, astronaut chili.
You know.
That's, no. This is what okay.
The best
it'll
kind
be
of food to eat in space. It's already chili. When consumed fresh, the highest quality, most fresh chili you can get, it will induce diarrhea within 20 to 40 minutes. So that's what we want to feed. But we want to take that, freeze dry it, and then feed that to people in a tiny vestibule in space.
Well, this is what we do. This is what we do for the astronaut chili. Deposits clothing line.
Yeah.
So we have it like a little secret pocket where it's the dried chili and then there's like a push button. You know, okay. You know those, the warming gloves?
Yes.
Not the gloves, the warming little pocket thingies.
Yeah, the little
that you like
hot
break
hands.
The gel.
Yeah, hot.
That you, and you put in your gloves. Mm-hmm. Be like that. Well, there'll be like a, like you break it and then it rehydrates.
Right. And then you warm the chili up in your hands.
Exactly. This is a great idea.
That's actually a good idea because think about it. It's good for space. It's good for camping.
We need to stop. Oh, dear.
What was that? A ghost?
Something's beeping.
I can hear that. It's the government coming to take you away and be like, give us the formula for the
weird.
Give us the formula for your space chili deposit. Excuse me? Well, we're trying to go inhabit Mars because Earth is dying and no one's stopping global warming. So they probably
need
that.
And we need chili to get there. We need your... Oh, my God. I just watched Armageddon the other night. And if a bunch of fucking Ben Affleck retards working on an oil rig can go to space and save the world, we can get us to Mars with chili deposits.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
we get to fuck hot 90s Liv Tyler.
Yep.
This is a good movie.
I love Bruce Willis.
We're coming up with ways to say we're working with the government now, which I never thought we'd do.
Yeah.
And still wrote a killer screenplay. This is Armageddon 2.
Chili
Boogaloo. I think that a new requirement for this show should just be
Armageddon 2, one of us should be in your pants.
One of us should always be in like a manic episode, and the other should always be on cold medicine.
Yes. Yep.
I mean, really, half the time we are. So.
Yeah, half the time it's one or the other. There's some kind of combination of it. And I'm running hot. You're running hot. Well, now you're fake hot because you think you have a fever because I put it in your brain.
I don't know. I might. We also had to move a bunch of shit out of storage today, which, by the way, when you're really sick after being homeless for 3 weeks, a great idea is to go pick up a bunch of heavy boxes and then carry them up 3 flights of stairs.
Wait, so
a good idea.
Because I talked to you yesterday while you guys were like checking out places. Did you feel shitty yesterday?
I knew I was getting sick.
Okay.
I just didn't know how bad it was going to be.
So then you woke up this morning and you're like, I feel terrible. We should move stuff, like heavy stuff.
Well, because you have to, with the stupid pods, you have to like call because they have to move them so you have access. So I called on Friday and was like, we need access to the Monday.
Okay.
So it's not like a thing we could like put off. It's not like just having a storage unit where you can go whenever.
Yeah. So how does that work? So now they just keep the pods in like a place, and or do you guys at some point, did you move them into a new storage facility so you don't have to make?
No.
So they just keep, explain this to me. This sounds very spacey.
Like a good way to live.
Yes.
Hold Get rid on. Of your expensive apartment. When you have to leave your apartment, you just call and you're like, hey, move this pod number.
Yeah. So wait a minute. So they just keep it all at a facility and then you guys go, we want access to it this day.
It's kind
day.
Of like a dystopian jail. You know, in dystopian jails when they like have all the cells stacked on each other?
That's what I'm picturing.
And then they like move around. I knew it's what you were picturing.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
That's another place
where. But instead
where
of murderers and rapists. What? Hold on. There could be some murderers and rapists. Or their victims in some pods.
Right.
I'm not saying definitively there are or not.
Right. There could be anything possible.
Don't have any murderers or rapists.
Okay.
Or victims of people who rape.
Boring. What do you just have?
I know.
Stuff?
What? Books and DVDs.
Lame.
We saved all our DVDs. Is that stupid? I think that's stupid.
I think that it, well, you can, you know, we can use them as weapons on our spaceship. To defend.
We can use them as spoons to eat the chili out of our thong underwear.
Yeah.
No matter how small the garment, I think a small amount of chili, because that's our.
That's the
selling point.
Right.
Everything has chili deposits.
Yeah. Well, in the thong like underwear, it seems gross, but that's actually the best place because panties have the little pocket in the pussy.
Exactly. Which, what's that for? It's a genuine question.
Yeah, with the double layer, the only thing I can think of is I think it's got to be to hide like your
disgusting pussy.
Yeah, to hide your camel toe or like your clit.
But then my question, but why, how come you can finger it?
My question is, why can't you finger everything? There should be fingering pockets in bras
and just. In hats.
In a down jacket. Yeah, finger my the top of my head. Everything's an erogenous zone.
Actually, that'd be nice. You have like a little itch?
Yeah. There should be a little fingering thing. Yeah, I want. Yeah, that
this is
a weird
okay,
thing.
We got to get chili deposits off the ground and then we'll get the fingering. But no, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't that just be stitched? If it's just to have like a second layer of fabric, because I do get like a pair of thong underwear if it's like lace. Then you want like a unless you're into stuff like you are where you just want a zipper or you just want a raw zipper on your crotch.
For
like
those
you
of
want
us,
like a piece of cloth.
Right. When your clit's been used and abused, a lot of times you need extra stimulation. So I like a zipper. I like a I like a rugged like
a table
leather.
Saw.
Yeah, an active table saw.
That's you don't have a Symbian. You have an active table saw. In your living room.
People are like, what do you, are like a carpenter? No, it's my sex toy. No, that's just regular carpenter tools. Those are just regular.
No, these are, these are from Home Depot.
Yeah, this is a power tool.
This is very dangerous.
Oh, Jesus. What happened?
I thought I almost knocked you off. Okay, can I show you?
Oh, yeah, I want to see this. Let me see this.
You're going to be real excited. I look like a real hot pile of trash. I'm glad what a really good filming a Patreon video.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll do that. Oh, I got a speaker, so we can do that tomorrow. Oh, cute. It's Bud McKenzie.
It's an ice bucket.
Ooh, I like that.
Isn't it cute?
I was going to say, that was like...
I'll put a picture of it. I'll film a Patreon video of just me doing fun things with my ice bucket.
I think it's a great idea. Well, yeah, when you said ice bucket, I was like, God, you could fit a lot. That's a big pen holder.
Yeah, a lot of pens. Whole lot of pens.
Yeah, so what'd
Winter
you,
Olympics.
Yeah, what'd you pull out of the storage?
Winter Olympics thing. Huh?
What did you pull out of the storage unit today? What did you need? Our DVDs.
Clothes and kitchen stuff. Oh. Yeah, we needed I needed all of my Monty Python DVDs.
I told you. We watched
the thing
Armageddon.
That's entirely on Netflix now? Yes. Yeah. It's just like a book, you know? I just like feeling it. I like holding it in my hand.
I just, you know, I like the memories of it. It's nice to have the actual piece of art. The
it's
original.
Nice that the actual thing that cost $175.
Jesus.
That is worthless now.
Is that how much
I was
thinking
when I was... Oh, the Monty Python back set was probably like $200. It's every Monty Python thing ever. Yeah.
Isn't that... I mean...
All that... Like, all our DVDs... Because, like, even just a single DVD, they were like, those are $20. Like, Armageddon on DVD.
Right.
Probably $19.99.
Right. And Armageddon 2 Chili... What'd you call it?
Chili Boogaloo.
The Chili Boogaloo. That's going to be $24.99 on DVD, and we're only going to release it on DVD.
Oh,
not streaming. Like, these fucking hipsters, can I tell you? And I love Nick Youssef. I mean, he's great. But and I see these people, with the release of, like, a comedy album or record, and you see... and when you go to buy it... They, instead of just, because everything's streaming, they have, for their merch, it's like a cassette tape.
I know.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
I know. I have a couple friends in bands that were doing that.
Where it's like, I was like, in theory, like, that's very cool. But then also, like, honestly, not even being, like, how can you play this?
No, exactly. That's, it's like, it's funny and cute, but it's literally just trash.
Right.
You're spending money because you have to spend money to produce that thing when you could just be like, it's streaming.
Right. And not
like I would rather at a concert be like, oh, do you like if it's not vinyl? Just don't sell anything. Just sell a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. That's like the free code to go on iTunes and get the thing. So then you could just recycle that piece of paper.
Right.
As opposed to having like a physical tape. Or CD. That's I've had so many CDs from buying vinyl records at concerts, and it just will come with a CD.
It's
like I don't want that part.
Right,
that part is useless to me. It'll come with a CD and a like free code for iTunes. It's just like give me the free code.
Yeah, just give me the code. And not to sound like a cunt, but get ready for it. A lot of these people, and I'm just thinking about this, and I'm mad, and I'm gonna make
oh,
fun
you're
of Nick about
in
this.
With one arm, elbow, shoulder,
with one
oh.
arm blow,
one
arm
body
blow.
Part.
You're leaning in with one just, eyelash.
If I can't think of a word, which I think is gonna be quite a few times this episode.
Yeah. Oh, this is role reversal. On how much normally it's me. Now,
drugs is flowing. How much drugs is flowing through my body?
Whoa.
Oh, that's not a sentence. That is not a way of person.
We switched
words
brains for this episode because normally I'm the one that is like very confused with basic sentence structure. And
oh,
I still
my God.
Am. So we apologize if you're listening to this. If you're, this is people who are like, oh, this is people that stumble upon it. Oh, this is cool. This is English is like their third or fourth language and they're doing a podcast.
I'm pretty impressed. Yeah. Like for the fact that they just learned English January 1st of this year, they're doing a great job. Also important update. Everyone can go get Armageddon, the DVD on eBay for $1.69.
Oh, great.
But that's used. If you want it on Amazon and that's a brand new DVD.
Yeah.
Brand new, unopened DVD. That is $7.99.
What a bargain.
I mean, the movie's got it all.
Right. And who even, it's the craziest thing. And someone gave me like a screener and they're like, hey, do you want to watch this? But then I was like, I don't have a DVD player.
How? That's because that's the other, computers don't have gabouchers anymore.
No, my
the things that you push your things in.
Yeah. The thing for a floppy disk.
Yeah. Yeah, a floppy disk.
I'm old. I remember floppy disks in school.
Yeah, me too.
We're so fucking young and sexy.
Yeah. Google. Hey, Google floppy disk.
It's just a picture of our ass cheeks.
It's just both of our tits.
Right. Floppy disk. And then coincidentally, the follow-up picture is your dick after looking at a picture of our floppy dicks. Disks.
Disks.
Hard
ass.
Oh. But yeah, a lot of people like with... It's now that I think about it, the people that I know, and I'm not going to name names, but the people that I'm thinking of off the top of my head that I know 100% have made like cassette tapes to, as like, and even if they have like, Nick's thing is actually cool. It's a cassette tape, but then you flip it out, it's like a USB, and so that's the album.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay, I get it. That's cool.
Yeah, I know a guy that did that.
But a lot of the people that are putting these things out where it's like all this extra packaging and shit are the same people who then scream and yell about global warming, which is like, ah. How about with technology, we don't produce a bunch of plastic shit that's essentially trash that just looks cool? Not to be an asshole.
I mean, but you just, it looks cool.
Not to be an asshole, but something, you know, to think about. Cool?
My Spuds McKenzie ice bucket.
Yeah. But well, that,
it's 2019. Why the fuck do I need an ice bucket?
Well, you
what
need.
What do I need an ice bucket for? Well, I do to record my podcast.
Right. You need stuff.
What are you... Hey, Megan, what would you possibly need this ice bucket for? Obviously, did you not know I have a podcast?
Yeah.
How the fuck do you think I'm recording? What do you think? I'm just made of cups of pens?
You think I'm just walking
around? Sometimes I need to spend $24.50 on a vintage 1987 Winter Olympics Buds McKenzie ice bucket.
Oh, did you buy that?
Of course I did.
Oh, I thought maybe they just had it at their house.
No, I bought that.
Well,
I thought that with all the money I do not have to be spending on things like that.
I was gonna say, because you're just like, I need something to prop up my phone. Oh, Megan, you could use literally anything in the house. No. I'll be back. Give me a couple hours.
Hey, shouldn't you be like working on stuff to set up your business, like getting all the paperwork done and like going to the health department? Yeah. This is more important. I need to set aside 72 hours to go to every thrift store in a 150-mile radius of St. Louis to find a Spuds McKenzie ice bucket.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Some of us have jobs, okay? I'm sorry. You don't take pride in your job. I take pride in doing the podcast that I do.
Sometimes I have to travel for my work sometimes.
Yeah.
My lips are falling off. What does that mean? I think I'm really dehydrated.
Yeah, you probably are dehydrated. I mean, it was a rough few weeks traveling. And now that you're there, once you can sleep, and that's a lot of time. I mean, I know everyone listening is smart. You guys are all smart and you know this. But a lot of times when you're under duress and you're stressed out and you're busy, you feel fine. And then that's why a lot of times when people go on vacation, they get sick because your body's like, oh, I can fucking relax. And then as soon as you get like one or two days of relaxing, your body goes, all right, you need to keep resting for another week, and so it will just make you'll get sick and just like shut it down.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people get sick on vacation.
No, and I knew I was going to get sick when we got here because Preston got sick on the road trip. So the whole road trip, I was just like taking a shit ton of vitamins every day, a bunch of vitamin C, taking stupid shitty emergency, even though I don't believe that stuff works. I didn't care.
No.
I was just putting like everything in my body that I was like, sure, what maybe? Eating a banana every morning, like stupid shit that I'm just like, we're going to do every... And as soon as we got here last week, I was like, it's going to happen.
I'm going to clear my throat. Hold on. Speaking of being gross, you know what is real? The best stuff ever is Counterattack, which I may get some because of the season change. I'm going to pick some up. It's by a company called Rainbow Light. It's called Counterattack. They sell it at Whole Foods. That shit, when I worked at Whole Foods, I would pop that and it was amazing.
The problem with that on the road trip, we didn't run into a whole lot of Whole Foods. Dealing with a lot more like truck stops.
Yeah. Counterattack.
Should I have asked the truck stop? Hey, do you guys have any like ashwagandha back there? Or
Do you guys have, hi, I'm looking for something called Counterattack, and they're like, well, if you wait 5 minutes, Bubba will be back. He's always ready for a fight. Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly.
He'll reach right across this. He'll reach right across this motherfucker, and okay, we get it. You're doing a bit. Okay, we get it, ma'am. We have to go. I guess I'll just have the orange-flavored beef jerky. Is that a vitamin I get? Is orange essence a vitamin C?
It's orange-colored, not flavored.
You're just sucking the coating of a beef jerky. It's weird because I was taking vitamins.
Oh, other good idea. Candy-coated beef jerky.
I'm into it. I'm on board.
Like a Good and Plenty? Oh, yes.
Like a jerky? Good and
Jerk and Plenty?
Mmm. I like it. Good and jerky, Jerk and Plenty. We could go both either way.
And then, I think it's a great idea. Yeah. People need more sugar. Everyone knows people aren't getting enough sugar in their diets.
Right. I had some
and
chocolate
the sugar
earlier.
That's already in beef jerky isn't enough.
No. If you want to have like what I do, which is where you're just coughing up phlegm, you can't have that unless you're eating a bunch of candy right before you record. It wasn't candy. It was dark chocolate with hazelnuts. But I mean, what am I going to do? I haven't had enough water today.
Oh, you're right. That's not candy.
It dark chocolate has antioxidants in it.
Oh my god, I hate you. I drink 2 bottles of red wine every night because it's heart healthy,
right? And then I melt dark chocolate and I swirl it into the second bottle of red wine for more antioxidants. Hey, yeah. I've been on a road trip. I'm trying to.
I need to rehydrate. That's what I'm doing with this wine.
And chocolate has manganese. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it's an essential mineral.
Just eating Hershey's bars. I don't think that's right. I don't think you're doing that the right way.
Last night I read on the, because I've been trying to like not eat sugar. Yesterday I was full and I've been doing a really good job of not eating sugar. And last night I was like, you know what? And I got a candy bar. I got one of those Ritter Sports, the dark chocolate with hazelnuts. And I was like, but I was like, I feel full because I ate a lot of vegetables. I don't really feel hungry. And I felt my stomach felt full. And then I took one bite of the chocolate. And then half of it was gone in 2 minutes. And I was like, yeah. Oh, I forgot. I don't eat sugar because I'm hungry. I ate it because it's sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
I had one taste and my stomach didn't feel full. And I was like, I need to eat more of this sugar. And while I was eating it, I was reading the back of the label. And I'm like, oh, this has like, this whole bar has like 9 grams of fiber. Like, so I was reading it.
I love you.
I'm like, this is actually, because chocolate is not totally bad.
Yeah. Again, we're really good at justification. Guys, if you're making bad life choices, but do not want to stop doing them.
Come to us.
Just hit us up. We will tell you exactly how you can lie to yourself until you kill yourself. I think that's.
Dark that's chocolate and hazelnuts.
You can pair that with the suicide hotline.
I think it's a great idea. Well, the problem is that's the only way we'll turn people around. We have a suicide hotline and they call and we're like, did you know that candy bars have fiber? Yeah. You trust me. You don't want to check out.
Yeah, you idiot.
This.
What are you? You're going to kill yourself when there's all this fucking candy to eat?
Yeah.
And it'll help your shits? Come on.
Turn it around. People, we're helping people.
Whether we are. Whether or not they fucking want it or.
Or whether or not they like it. Oh my God.
I'm going to throw up. Laughing's making me feel like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. Can I tell you this? So this is why I had chocolate because
this is something that I want to also talk about.
Yes.
But go.
Well, this is a real tip and it sounds fake, but it is real. So I eat a lot. I eat a lot late at night. I don't count my calories anymore because I don't want to be crazy and like because I used to get really obsessed with it, so I don't count my calories. But I work out like once a day, and then I do eat kind of a lot just because like I've been waking up at 6:30 in the morning to work on this book, and then sometimes I go to sleep at midnight because I get back from shows. So I eat probably 5 times a day, which is a lot. And I counted one day after I go to, so I on average I've been eating. I average like 3,000 to 4,000 calories a day. I didn't realize this, but I was honest with myself. But I eat a lot of cheese, so. I was like, I need to stop eating past 9 o'clock at night because that's when I just eat 1,000 calories of cheese.
Yeah.
And I throw some broccoli in there, but I'm like, but I've just been feeling really tired.
I just a fucking a melted bowl of brie with like a single broccoli florette.
I do the reverse.
There's broccoli.
I do the reverse. Like a lot of people do a lot of broccoli and then they grate some cheese. I melt cheese and then
you just get a pound of cheddar. You throw it in the microwave.
And then I just grate the broccoli florets on top of them.
Yeah.
But so
it's, like a, it's a soup.
Yeah. So it's a really delicious.
It's broccoli cheddar soup.
Yeah. And so I mean, it is. It's healthy. It's fiber. It's got almost as much fiber as a candy bar.
I was going to say, pair that with a nice Kit Kat.
Right. Then you're done for the day.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, supermodel.
Yeah, you're going to be.
You're too thin.
You are. It's so I cut out. I was like, let me cut out one of my 5 meals a day. Let me cut out my nighttime one because I was waking up and my tummy hurt. Gee, I wonder why I was eating like a block of cheese and then laying the fuck down immediately. Yeah. And we'll take
eating it while laying down.
Yeah. And then I'm like,
now that's the way to eat cheese.
Yeah. And then I would drink laxative tea and I wake up and have just violent diarrhea for the first half of the day. I'm like, I bet there's a solution to this. So
more cheese.
Yeah. I just have to, I just cut out the laxatives. That's the problem. I just need instead of laxative tea, I'll just do a hot cup of melted cheese, like a nice melted Gouda.
Ooh, that sounds great. Ooh. Just like a nice hot mug of cheese. Mm. I've been drinking tea all day like an idiot.
Yeah, that's why you're not getting better.
I know.
You need to get a nice
piping. Right. I
hot,
mean, I know you're right.
A mug of mozzarella.
I'm just one of those people that love being miserable. I just love the attention. I'm a total Gina when it comes to, I just love prolonging illness, and that's why I don't drink enough large mugs of melted cheese.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty simple. I mean, but again, that's
glutton
up to
for
you.
Punishment,
right? If you don't want to get better, I can't make you drink hot cheese. If you don't want to drink, look, I love you. If you're not going to drink hot cheese, I'm not going to make you. I can just suggest that you drink a mug of cheese, but that's that's up to you. I'm just telling you what works for me is a mug
of hot
cheese.
And I think you know the right thing to do,
right?
But I just can't. You're an adult. You're an adult. You're going to do what you want to do.
Yeah. Listen. I'm going to love you regardless, but I might just have to love you from afar because, I mean.
I need everyone to know that we are doing a lot of handwork right now.
We're doing a lot of handwork.
We're doing a lot of handwork.
We're really leaning into this. We're doing a great job. We're really.
Is this not a video podcast? Oh,
no.
Weird.
Yeah. When we do the Patreon tomorrow, when we record it, I got a speaker. So it's like a speaker that's like the size of a cup. Again, now I'm showing Megan a visual aid, yes, which you cannot see.
Use your hands. Just like, is it like this? Yay big?
Yes, it's about
like about like this. By about this?
Yep. Perfect. They got it. You guys get the idea, right?
You get
it's
it.
About, yeah. So, but it's really cool. And I was like, oh, that'll be great for the Patreon. So when you call, it will be speaker, so it'll be easier to hear you. So we'll test that out. I'm excited.
Oh,
for
fun.
That. Yeah. Here's what I was going to say is, I ate a candy bar because I cut out my fifth meal of the day. And within here's the benefit to overeating and forcing your body to eat much more than you ever need to. I cut out my fifth meal for like less than a week. And then I did an acro yoga class. I got to tell you this. I did not realize. I thought I was going to watch my friend's yoga like graduation class.
I was going to say, you don't do yoga on a regular basis anymore.
Oh, I know.
You did acro yoga?
I didn't realize. So I ate the chocolate bar because I somehow, in just cutting out my fifth meal, turns out, and I don't want to shock anybody, I lost probably like a clothing size and all I did was not eat cheese after 10 o'clock at night. That's all I did. And I was like, and I saw, because I saw people and
people are like, you look great. Are you sick? You look amazing.
Yeah. I mean, pictures at Glenn, people were like, Christina, she was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, it looked like I had the flu. And I'm like, no, I just stopped eating cheese late at night. It's the only thing that I did. I'm like,
you should really write a diet book.
Yeah. So binge eat a lot, overfeed yourself, and then just cut out that fifth meal. So that's why last night I was like, I'm like, you're right. Three people told me that I like looked thin. And so I was like, I better eat a candy bar, even though I don't want to. Like a fucking asshole. And I'm coughing and I'm back on the sugar. Acro yoga. Here's the other thing. Here's the other reason that I think I like looked like I lost a bunch of weight in like a 24-hour period. So
you fucking did acro yoga.
Okay. I thought I was going to go watch. It's our friend Melissa. And she does acro and she's been doing it. And so she was like, hey, it's a teacher training thing. And she goes, will you come and like support? She goes, they want us to invite people. They're going to be like judging our training skills. And I was like, okay. And she goes, and my partner that I work with, it's a guy that she met in the class, started fucking, and then he's an asshole, and they broke up. And so she was like, I have to work with him in this thing, and I just want people there to be. I'm like, oh, I'll be there 100%, and like just to, for emotional support. And so Glamour Puss, this was Saturday. So Glamour Puss was Saturday. I go to this acro classes from 2 to 4, and it's downtown. Glamour Puss is downtown. So I'm like, I was going to get up and work out before class, but I got back from a show super late the night before. And I'm like, you know what? I'll just wear gym clothes, go watch her do yoga, which I don't know why that's what I thought was happening. Like a kid, like watching a kid's ballet class.
Yeah. Like it was like a gymnastics. Yeah. Cause he went to a gymnastics meet.
Yeah. That's what I thought I was going to do. And so I bring my backpack with my all my costumes, and I'm like, I'll watch her class, and then at 4 I'll go to the gym, which is right by the venue, shower, and I'll be there. That'll be my day. That's great. So I like wake up, thank God I stretched and didn't eat a bunch, but I had like a little, I had some like dried dates and a handful of cashews, and I go to this, and I get there, and they're like, hey, we're so excited. And I walk in, and they're like, oh no, take off your shoes. And I was like, and take off your socks. And I'm like, okay, they probably don't want like shoes in the studio. And I was, and everyone else there was in, also in spandex, and I was like, what's everyone doing here? And they're like, you're doing the class. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. I would have like making sure, I would have made sure I took a better shit or hydrated, but I'm glad I didn't know. I was doing full on like balancing on people's bodies, and I was basing like lifting people that weighed my body weight with my leg. It was the most fucking intense work, 2 hours. My body was like shaking, and I'm still sore today. That was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It was the craziest workout.
Acro yoga's gnarly.
It's, and your face is like in other people's crotches. And I mean, I work out, like I lift weights and I run, but I don't do yoga really. It was, I mean, I probably, and then I still had my, and I'm like, well, now I gotta go to the fucking gym, because it's like when I ran 3 miles after that class, and then I did Glamour Puss, and I was like, I don't feel hungry, I feel great. But I was on this fucking manic bender.
And then you slept for 15 hours.
Yeah, and so my body just, acro yoga is, and I felt so badly because like a lot of people there are built like gymnasts. I'd never seen it before. So for those of you, if you're listening, you haven't seen it, Google it. But what it is they're yoga moves, but also acrobatic moves. So it's like a partner and you're doing like circus tricks
in
with
case,
people.
In case you guys are idiots like we are, it's acrobatic.
Yes.
Yoga. Acro right. Yoga.
You have to like, it's someone that, and it was like, and it's my friend's ex-boyfriend is who ended up, the guy that she was fucking, he had to like help me, and I fucking don't like him. And so I was like, I'm glad I had cashews. I hope I break your ankles. Because he's like, he's strong, but he's short. Everyone kept going, well, it's hard for you just because you're like, your legs are so long. And I was like, go on. But I was like, it's because my legs are weak.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're like, oh, because you're like, and you're like, no, more spindly. I think you meant the word spindly.
Right. Yeah, I'm like, I appreciate it. But yeah, you're like, but you trust fall into these people. And I'm like, and he fucking doesn't like me. We went out for her birthday dinner last weekend, and he was an asshole. And she walked out because they got in a fight. And I was like, fuck you. So the person that I said, fuck you to last weekend was now like in charge of making sure I didn't fall.
Making sure you don't
my
break
face.
Your neck. Oh, that's good. I would have walked out. I would have been like, sorry, goodbye.
And it was, left. Yeah, she's like, you got to work with Sean. And he kind of smiled at me. And I was like, you motherfucker. And he was lifting me up, and I was like, you say one fucking thing about my body weight, I will. And I had the opportunity because I kind of fell. I was like, I could have kneed him in the dick so hard. And I almost did. And at the last second, I pulled out like a good person.
What? Just like you're like a firefighter. Such a hero. Such.
But yeah.
Oh, by the way, guys, 9-1-1, my favorite TV show is back. So everyone watch 9-1-1.
Oh, good.
It's back and better than ever.
They get it in St. Louis?
Yeah. Thank God.
They have TV there?
They get Fox Channel 11 in Los Angeles. Here, all the way in the middle of the country. I can't believe we have Wi-Fi. They have the printed word.
Shut.
So, I mean, really, what can't they do here? Electricity, but I think that's new. People live indoors.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In St. Louis?
Yeah. Not on dirt either.
No, do they have...
They have like floors. Now, I'll take a picture. There's hardwood floor here.
Okay, yeah.
Finished.
Put a picture up because I don't, I mean...
Not just the ground.
Really?
Not just the outside ground.
Like it's fancy wood. It's not like plywood that they just threw...
No, I mean, it's not like a tree fell and they went, well, I guess this is part of our floor now.
Yeah.
I do think that's what they were doing probably up until I was on my way here 3 weeks ago.
Right.
They're like, whoa, we got a Californian moving here. Let's get us some of those fancy flooring systems made of wood.
And while we're at this floor business, let's do some walls and a roof too. I mean, you know, the Californians. They bitch
about
everything.
What is she, the Queen of England? Come on. She'll have a floor and she'll like it.
And now, do they have like stuff like regular utensils and kitchenware, or does everyone use only Spuds McKenzie Olympic ice buckets?
It's the like all purpose tool. You can use it as a hammer, as a cell phone holder, as a carrying case for teas, for soups.
You can use it as a baby Bjorn. You put your little kiddo right in
there. Oh, if I don't have a premature child someday, so that can be her bassinet, I'll be really upset.
Well, if you just stay on the chili salad diet, because none of the nutrients will go to your growing baby. You'll have a premature baby and your hair will be lustrous.
Are you taking a lot of prenatal vitamins?
No.
I'm just trying to keep my baby grossly underweight while also having beautiful hair. So what I'm doing is I'm just eating chili.
Yeah, it's like, wow, you look great. You're 8 months pregnant. She's a size 2 and her hair is down to her ankles. Oh, she's taking it's SCD. What is that? A new prenatal supplement? Space chili deposit. It's high.
It's also it's a huge blockbuster coming to theaters this summer.
Right. Where do you get it? Well, you can get it in pharmacies, any place like that, but the best thing to do is you can get it delivered to you in your panties.
It's a great new clothing site.
It comes right in your panties, which is nice.
You know, how underwear has that like second pocket, and we're all like, "What is that there for?" What they did is they did go ahead and stitch that closed, and they put a bunch of chili.
And it's not what you're thinking. It's not fresh chili. It's freeze dried chili. That's like they have in space. We don't have to explain it. You guys get it. Listen.
Yeah, we've all seen Armageddon.
And it's great because, you know, you've got this premature baby. So you're about to be a mom on the go, and very much on the go, because your child is going to be very ill because
you're going to be in and out of hospitals a lot, mostly in.
When do I have time to cook or even pack food? I don't. But you know what I do have time to do? Put on a pair of panties. And if the chili's already in there, it's warm by the time you get to the hospital.
Yeah,
boom, dinner.
That's the thing. You don't even have to use the hand warmer aspect of chili deposits. Because it's inside of you.
Right. It's perfect.
And then also, you could sell them on eBay. You could sell the used chili deposit underwear.
For sure. And then turn a profit. And then you're making money. So essentially, your second job.
We need a show on MSNBC.
I know. CNBC. Oh, this is what I was going to tell you.
Yeah, that one.
Speaking of CNBC, the girl that ran this acro yoga class also came to Melissa's birthday party, and she does not like me because, and this is real judgy for a fucking yoga person. So she was at one.
You're telling me a yoga person's hypocritical? I don't buy it.
So she, when I walked in, I was like, hey, and she was like, hi. And I go, she goes, oh, glad you can make it. I said, I have my show after this, so I've got wigs and stuff in my bag. Just being stupid and making conversation. She goes, well, we accept all kinds here. And then like bowed at me. She didn't say namaste, but she did like a bow. And I was like, what a fucking cunt. But I remember why, because she was sitting at one end of the table. I was sitting at Melissa's birthday. I was sitting with her parents, her mom and her stepdad, who are rich white people. So naturally, I kind of just...
You tried to fuck her dad.
Right. And make her mom pay me for it. I go, give me your wallet. Your husband and I are going to be right back. But we started talking about... I said something and I started... Her mom's a personal trainer. And then we somehow... I think I probably brought up Shark Tank. And the two parents were like, I fucking love Shark Tank. And I was like, I love... And we started talking about CNBC shows. And this yoga bitch walked over and she goes, what are you talking about? And I'm like, CNBC. We just like, I love it. And she goes, oh God, CNBC. It's not really not my crowd over here. And she walked away. So in her mind, she's like, oh, this fucking capitalist bitch. And I'm like, no, it's called I'm what? Studying.
Okay, that makes me hate her even more.
Yeah, that's why she was shitty, because she was shitty about like me talking about CNBC, and it's like, oh, I'm sorry. First of all, to act like people don't think it would be cool to have money is wrong, because money helps you get stuff. But also, it's like, just because I like watching The Profit, I'm not out like, I'm paying my, I am, you and I are paying money to make a podcast. We're not capitalists.
No, we're very bad at making money. In fact, we're very bad. I've said it before. I moved to St. Louis to just throw money away. And no, I am not making any for right. some time.
You're not making
to
money.
To get rid of all of my savings to then not make any in return.
And then instead of balancing
is that
your
capitalism?
Phone,
am I doing it right?
And then instead of just balancing your phone on literally any surface in the home, you're like, I need to spend $25 on a vintage bucket with Spuds McKenzie on it. Why? Because I'm spending money to put out a podcast.
Yeah. This is what I have to do. Spend money. Something happens in the middle and then we make money.
Yeah. I don't know.
We got to figure out the middle part.
Right. You got to spend money to make money.
And then maybe, I don't know, do something in the middle. We'll figure that out.
Right.
Me and Wendy have the spending money part down.
Yeah. But we'll figure it out as we go. But yeah, this yoga chick, and then after the, she was like really cunty to me, and I was like, and then after the class, and I did a good job, and I was good in class. And then after the class, she was like, she walked up to me and she goes, I'm really impressed with like, you're very capable, and thank you for like taking this seriously. And I'm like, what did you think I was going to do? Just walk in and do like.
Does she know you do comedy?
Yeah. So she probably thought
oh,
I was
going
to. I mean, I don't know what the fuck she thought I was going to do. Just walk in and be like.
I want to see a pic. What does she look like?
Fucking an uptight bitch.
Is she blonde?
No.
Really?
She dyes her hair black.
I bet she's blonde.
She might be. She has dyed black hair. Mm-hmm. But it was like,
how many crystals does she carry on her at any given moment, do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Inside of her body.
I would guess just based on her attitude, 7 in her ass.
I mean, that makes
sense. Just based on how shitty her attitude, she's got a lot of something shoved up her ass.
Yeah. Probably crystals.
Yeah. But anyway, okay, so I took one different exercise class and skipped cheese for 5 nights, and I lost 12 pounds.
And I lost 23 pounds.
So that's why I had to eat chocolate and cough through the first half of this podcast.
Because people are so worried about you. Okay, yeah. Can we talk about something else?
Please.
It's a person we've talked about that's now commenting on things.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this? Does he listen? I don't think he listens.
I don't think Rudy listens. Oh, quick, yeah.
I don't think he listens. I think he's just wildly commenting on everything you put on the internet. That's what I think is happening.
See, I'm not crazy. So, hey, listen, if you're listening to this, go look on the Jammers, the Pussy Fart Gang. I can't. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. Ooh, Stevens, I'm going to get a text, a Venmo
request
for
$5 letter.
From Steven. This fucking cunt. These assholes, I can't take them.
Write something, just write like legal words with a lot of exclamation points and send it to me.
I wouldn't be surprised if Steven is listening to this, because his buddy, the DJ, the one that with the girlfriend mysteriously fell off the cliff, he's like friends with him.
Yeah.
And
are you still talking to him?
Oh yeah, we're going to yoga after we record this. I'm going to yoga with Troy.
Oh, great. Now you're just doing yoga.
Well, I told him I did acro. We were texting this weekend. Yeah, I saw him. I see him like once a week. He's super fun to hang out with, and there's no pressure, and it's really cool. And he just is like a good, it's like therapy, because neither of us are emotionally ready to be in any kind of relationship. I'm not ready to be thrown off a cliff. So
he's not ready to murder another person this soon.
Right. So we're just like taking it. We're just hanging out. We're texting, and he does yoga a lot. And he was like, we should do yoga together. And I'm like, oh, that would be a fun activity. Cause yoga does feel good. It's like a different,
yeah, I want to get back into yoga. I was doing a little bit of yoga on the road trip.
It's so nice. It really is like,
I couldn't do anything else.
Yeah. Well, you can't, and you forget too. Cause like you and I like to do, you know, like regular, like body weight stuff. But when you're doing that kind of like more resistance training, you forget. And then I did yoga and I was like, oh, and you can feel, I mean, like all the connector muscles.
Armpits?
Is that a word? All the armpits.
The armpits.
And
all of your body's armpits.
All of your armpits and eyelashes just get really sore and you don't think. I think they're called stabilizer muscles.
No, they're called armpits and eyelashes.
Armpits. Oh, yeah, so I'm doing yoga with him. But, yeah, you guys, look, Rudy Bundini, look him up. He comments on everything.
Have you fucked him yet?
No, we didn't go out with him. I don't think he's straight.
Oh, you didn't do that hilarious bit?
No.
You didn't follow through on that hilarious bit you guys had worked out?
No. Nope.
You'd spent weeks rehearsing?
But you know what we did do? We're such, like, oh, God. I got to get you in on this, like, three-way text convo. Just for the entertainment. He was like, I want to go out with the two of you. And then he goes, I'm going to bring one of my friends. And so we're going to like double date. He was like, I'm going to bring one of my friends with me. And I was writing with Christy. So Christine and I are writing and I'm like texting with him. And she's like, I go, should I ask him to send us a picture? So I'm like, send us a picture of your friend. We were just acting like gross dudes. And we made him send us pictures of his friend. We're like, what does your friend do? Is he hot? Send us a picture of his dick. And so he did send us pictures of his friend. Like, but again, he looks like a homosexual and it's fine. He's good looking, but it's like, and we're not really going to fuck these guys.
I think it's just that they're Italian.
No, his friend's not Italian. His friend's, he's like Korean. Good looking guy, but all his pictures are like kissy face and like topless and like, like, I did that sound so you could, they do, it's, I don't know what the fuck. I don't think, Rudy for sure does not listen to the show.
Yeah, that's what that was my thing. I was like, this guy's just crazy.
Yeah, the lack of.
Rudy, I hope you're listening. If you're listening, I want a picture of the date of you holding up today's newspaper with our names written on it.
Yeah, if you're listening, do that. And Rudy, listen, if you
are listening, Italian, I want today's Italian newspaper.
Yeah, and if you're listening, Rudy, first of all, we love you. I think you're great. You're very hot.
Wendy wants to fuck you.
She just thinks
that you're gay.
I mean, clarify that. If you're listening. If you're not listening, go ahead and keep commenting and responding.
And we already knew that.
Right. If you're not listening.
Yeah, we know. Just like most everyone else in the world. Continue not listening.
If you're not listening.
And being very content with your life because of it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, he's just like. All up in my DMs. I really, for a 37-year-old that stopped drinking and doing cocaine, there still seems to be at least
a lot of gay men are trying to fuck you.
I know.
For a sober heterosexual woman,
I got an inordinate amount of gay men trying to slide into my DMs.
Oh my God.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah, so I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm going to go. Yeah, I got to do. Whatever. I mean, just everything's off the rails. Everything's off the rails. So, yeah, Steven probably is listening to this because if he knows I'm hanging out with Troy, then he's listening for me to say the J word, which we won't say again. Whatever. This guy's a fucking idiot. And I dropped my AirPod case.
What's happening right now?
Now,
could you eat another candy bar?
Now I need another one. I'm coming down off the sugar.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
I got to eat more before I go to. Well, it's weird because when you're doing.
Were you just humping the chair?
Yes.
What is going on?
I don't know. I'm horny because I'm going to go do yoga, but I want to. It's going to be a fun. I mean, it'll be fine. We're going to fuck.
Should I keep sniffling into the microphone? Is that a great idea?
I hope you do.
Forever?
Keep
perfect.
Sniffling. Right into the thing. We didn't even get to talk about. Well, I wanted to hear about all your storage. Did you close in on a deal with the storage guy? Or the food?
Oh,
thing?
Yeah. We'll talk about that next week because we're doing a bunch of stuff this week. So okay. Then hopefully I'll have like all the.
Spoiler
like,
alert.
Like legitimate updates.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Cool ones.
Megan's starting a real business.
Yeah. I'm spending money to not make money. That's what I'm doing. We're in two jobs.
Oh Oh, I love how we always were just like, we're going to sell merch, we're going to do this, and we're like, and the Patreon, and thank you guys, we have new people that signed up, we're going to read off the new producer next time. I do know for sure that someone who did Jack, I want to give Jack Z a shout out, he came to Glamour Puss on Saturday, and then he became a patron, so thank you, Jack.
Sweet.
You fucking rule. I like, we just keep finding ways to spend more money and make less.
Yeah, because it's impressive. Like, we're like, oh, cool, we have a Patreon, we can use all that money to make merch. Nope. Because we need to just make the show first.
Yeah. Well, and
I'll,
you know,
lose money. We'll lose more money. Once we break even on the show production, then we can find new and creative ways to lose hundreds of dollars a month. And I think merch is a great idea.
Well, and now merch. Now, and I know we were talking about doing, but I think the smart thing to do, and this is thank you, Marcus Lemonis from The Prophet.
Ice buckets.
Filled with thongs, filled with space chili deposits. Boom. It's done.
Again, we need our own show.
I know. And then instead of Spuds McKenzie, we'll put the Pussy Fart Gang logo on
That's
the ice
genius.
Bucket. And
I do
it.
Think that the Pussy Fart Gang logo would look great on... I showed you the ice bucket.
Yeah. Oh, wow, I saw that ice bucket.
You could very easily...
I saw that ice bucket and I was like... You know what that looks good for?
Panties filled with chili.
My chili panties. Get them in that bucket. And then put those motherfuckers on ice. And shoot them out to space.
We're going to Mars.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. And it's so fucked up. Yeah, bro. Me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart.